This is Kathleen Schalk in Stonewall, Mississippi. This year's been a struggle here. The textile plant that was the heart of this town for more than a century shut down. Joe Dearman is one of the more than 800 people who lost their jobs. She's a small woman with sparkly eyes and wavy hair. She worked there for 31 years.
I started very young. Just a wee child. No, I am 54 years old.
Dearman's home is as cheery as she is. Outside are legions of plastic figurines that light up, manger scenes surrounded by large herds of reclining cows and sheep, toy soldiers, snowmen, penguins, Santa, and his sleigh and workshop. It's a nighttime wonderland, and families come from all over the county every year to see it. But for the Dearmans and their neighbors, things will never be the same.
We were counting up the number of people just on our street, and you see what a little short street we live on? There's seven people that worked at Burlington from my house to the end of the road. Seven people. So most of the people that live on my street worked at Burlington, and now we no longer have a job.
Dearman's son worked at Burlington. So did her husband, Byron, his brother, and his sister, who lives next door. The plant is just a short drive away, past streets lined with little houses with identical front porches.
All of these were what we always call mill houses, and they were owned by the company.
The company took care of the workers' other needs, too. Back in the 1920s, it even gave each one a cow. Joe Dearman started at the stout little cotton mill built in the 19th century and then moved to what folks here still call the new plant, a huge brick building further down the road. Her friend, the facilities manager, opens the door. Inside are cavernous rooms filled with empty spools and idled machines. Byron Dearman lingers in the weaving room. Some of the looms still have rectangles of denim clinging to their rollers.
I have probably been on every machine in here because they would swap you around every now and then.
Joe Dearman points to the new dyeing machines Burlington bought several years ago as part of a $70 million expansion.
See, we thought we were fixed for life. All this new equipment in, everything was looking good.
When Burlington built a new plant in Mexico several years ago, it told employees here not to worry. When it brought groups of Mexicans to Stonewall for training, the employees here taught them how to do their jobs. They invited them into their homes. Joe Dearman brought a group to her church. When Burlington shifted production to Mexico, Byron Dearman's old boss, Tina Keenan, was sent down to help.
And I remember walking in that first day and walking into that weave room and the looms are running and, you know, it's like walking into this one here in Stonewall, except there's these Mexican people doing the jobs of the people that I've grown up with, or I've grown up with their kids, or they're fans of my parents, or I've known them, you know, all my life, and I'm seeing their face on these people down there.
No one here blames the Mexicans for what happened. But Joe Dearman, who worked in payroll, says it was hard to see her co-workers suffer.
When you have a grown man that's standing in your office and he's crying because he can't meet his obligations at home and he knows he's losing his job. There were times an employee would come and leave my office and I'd have to get up and close the door and cry a while.
Now the Dearmans have their own troubles. Byron Dearman has been out looking for work but comes back disappointed.
Was your interview good?
What about my interview? Fill out an application and that was it.
Same old story. You fill out an application, you leave it, and most of the time you never hear a word from them.
I went and got my commercial license, like the little small bread trucks or cookie trucks. Can't find anything doing that. They've got the people that's been working there a long time, and nobody's given up a job.
Workers at Burlington made good money. The jobs many are applying for now pay minimum wage and offer no benefits. Byron Dearman's unemployment benefits are about to run out. Joe Dearman's will last a while longer, but there won't be much left now that she's paying for her own health insurance. Moving someplace where there are jobs isn't much of an option because the Dearmans own their own house.
We can't sell it. We probably could not get a third out of what we've got in our home. There's nobody around here that's going to be able to have a job to buy a home and pay for it.
Tina Keenan, Byron's old boss, wonders if the town can survive. The unemployment rate here is up around 17%, the highest in the state. The schools already had to cut back on teachers, and efforts to attract new businesses here have failed.
Sometimes I think we've seen the worst, and then I think about it, and I know that we haven't. It's unreal to know that there's nothing there. I mean, there is no jobs, nothing coming because, you know, manufacturing here is a thing of the past.
And without manufacturing jobs, it's hard for people like the Dearmans to envision the future. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Stonewall, Mississippi.